Torah tells us, "Batama Sarah Bekirias Abba he Chevron Beretz Canaan." Sarah died in Chevron. Vayovo Avram, Avram came lispo with Sarah to eulogize Sarah with Kosa and to cry. And the chaf in the word of Kosa is small. So why is there a small chaf? So there are many answers given by the Mefarshim, why a small chaf. There's an interesting answer from Rav Aaron Levine, or Rav Aaron Lewin, depending how you pronounce his name. I think it was his grandson, also Rav Aaron Levine. He was my economics teacher, but he was a big Rav. He was a Rav, I think, in Flatbush, and he wrote a Jewish book on economics. So his grandfather, Rav Aaron Lewin, Rav Aaron Levine, he wrote the Hadrush Va'ian, and he was killed in prison on, I think, June 1941. At one point, he worked in politics as in the Polish parliament. That's when he wrote the Drush Va'i, and he couldn't write his shtickles, halachic shtickles, so he wrote Drush Va'i, and so it is when he wrote this. And him and his brother were killed in prison. So what does he say? Very interesting pshad. People have kashas exactly how it works out in terms of the days, but he says as follows. First, we have to understand a little bit of Hilchos Avelos, because he says as follows. Well, first, halacha is as follows. We know the halacha is, the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, that there is no Avelos on Yontif. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif beats out the public mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, beats out the private mitzvah of Avelos. And it's a machlokas Rambam in the Bali Tosfos. What's pshat in the Gemara? According to the Rambam, it's today, even Bizman Hazeh, Simchas Yontif is Daraisa. So the mitzvah Daraisa, Simchas Yontif, beats out, and according to the Rambam, Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So the biblical public mitzvah of Simchas Yontif beats out the biblical private mitzvah of Avelos. So that's why there's no Avelos on Yontif. And Tosus agrees, but for a double machlokas, he says the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is only Drabanan today. We don't have Basa B'Yayin, Karbanos, and Avelos Yom Rishon, and whole Avelos, according to Tosus, the Ramah, is only Drabanan. So everyone agrees to the conclusion there is no Avelos on Yontif. The Hoshayla comes up of If you're in Chutz Laaretz, Yontif Sheni. What do you mean Yontif Sheni? Let's say someone dies on Yontif, on Chol Hamoed, so you do the Kfura, but the Avelos doesn't begin until after Yontif. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Shiloh. You begin after Yontif. There's no Yontif Sheni. But according to in Chutz Laaretz, so what about, do we say Avelos starts on Yontif Sheni? Well, it depends. According to the Rambam, or those who hold Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. And Yontif Sheni is only Drabanan. So that's the Shiloh. According to the Ashkenazitana Shiloh, everything's Drabanan. But according to those Rishonim who say Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so that's the question. Do I say a mitzvah derabim derabanan of Simchas Yontif on Yontif Sheni beats out a biblical mitzvah on the Yachid? So the ma'aseh of the minhag is we don't observe Avelos on Yontif Sheni, but we count it as one of the days. And to basically we just have one day less of practical Avelos, of nihug Avelos. So either way, that's the halacha if it happens. That's the luck if it happens on Yontif or Chol Hamoed. So you push off the Avelos until after Yontif. However, if you have Avelos on Erev Yontif, you have the Kfu Erev Yontif. In fact, that's a whole discussion on Erev Pesach. after Chatzos. Let's see some. So the halacha is if you begin Aveilus before Yontif, so then the Shiva is Mavatel. If you don't begin, Aveilus before Yontif, so then you have to begin it. You begin it afterwards. So the shaila is, what about Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because it's a form of a Yontif. It's not a classical Yontif, but you're in, but that's when they started preparing for the Karban Pesach. So that's what they. So in other words, normally on an Erev Shabbos, so even though people get up early, the halacha is there's no din of chatzos. Whatever time, if you need 5 minutes to prepare, you stop 5 minutes. If you need an hour to be prepare or 2 hours, so it's just a matter of how much time. Whatever time you need, so you stop yeshiva and then you get ready for Shabbos. But it's not a, there's no halacha of chatzos. On Erev Pesach, there's a halacha of chatzos. We don't we get up from Shiva Achatos. So the shaila is, what happens if you have someone dies Erev Yontif and you want to do the Kfura before Yontif, but the Kfura you begin after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So that's the whole discussion. Whether so, do I say that it's too late? I can't start Shiva because it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Or, as some point out, there's a whole Or Zeruah on it. We say, by Aveilus, Halacha Dibre Ameko Baveilus, Afilu Betarti Desasri. That even though they're contradictions, even though so we'll go a coup in both directions. In terms of Shiva, we'll tell you, you can get up Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But in terms of the Halacha of starting and being Mavata the Shiva, I guess we're assuming that's the Kula. So then you could even sit Shiva a minute before Pesach. So that's by Erev Pesach. By Erev Shabbos, those halachas don't apply. So either way, the halacha is, if you, on, we even paskin that way in Erev Pesach. But Erev Sukkot, if you do the Kfura on Erev Sukkot right before Sukkot as well, the halacha is that there is no Shiva. So that's just the background. So what do you mean? So what? So what would happen? So on Pesach, if you assuming if you started on if you had so it would be 7 days on 7 days. Erev Yontif would count as 7 days, and Pesach would be 7 days. Let's say Sukkot. You have 7 days Erev Sukkot. You have 7 days of Yontif. Let's assume Eretz Yisrael, and then Shmini Atzeres count 7 days. That's 21 days. So regarding Shlosh, you know, you only have 9 more days. That's the halacha. And during those 21 days, you're not, during Yontif, even though they're counting, but you're not, as we said, there is no Nehigui Aveilus. So Rav Aharon Lewin, Rav Aharon Levin, he says, based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, again, there are different midrashim, different sources, but he claims, well, he claims, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer claims, that a Yom Kippur was the day of the Akedah. So, and when Torah says it took 3 days for Avram to journey. So the assumption is if the 10th of Tishrei was the Akedah, 11, 12, and 13 were travel days. And he got back on the 14th. So according to this version, different version, Sarah heard what happened and she died. According to this version, that when Sarah saw Yitzchak, she thought, wow, they failed in Nisayon, and therefore she died. Whatever the reason is, she died on Erev Sukkot, and they buried her right before Sukkot. So therefore, Erev Sukkot, it says the Avos, Avram kept Kolot Torah Kulo, even in Dinam Durabanan. So Erev Sukkot, so he sat Shiva for a minute, that was 7 days. Then you had the 7 days of Yontif, Shemini Atzeres. So he basically only had about 9-10 days of Shiva. That's just, so that's the pshat, Rav Aharon Lewin says. Lefkosa, the small chaf, because he minimized, that's the way it worked out. Whether he minimized the situation, minimized the, normally you have a shloshim, but here Avram only had like 9-10 days, and that's the pshat. But Yav Avram was Bolasar, Uv Kosa, a small chaf, that regular Velus, we usually have Shiv and shloshim. Here the shloshim turned into 9-10 days.